I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hear elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we round out the program, of course, yesterday being Memorial Day, I don't think we can contain Memorial Day to a single day. And I want to go to a couple of things that were said over the weekend as it relates to Memorial Day, and I actually want to connect it to what's going on in Washington, D.C. today. And as we look at the votes that are going to take place in the next about 36 hours from now, we expect a vote to be taking place in the House. But we want to look at this in the context of what it actually means, what we should learn from Memorial Day, and how members of Congress and each of us as citizens need to look at things just a little bit different. So let's start with President Joe Biden at Arlington National Cemetery. That is an extraordinary place to deliver a speech and to make comments. I actually had the opportunity to do this myself. I was filling in for a senator, and I was able to speak to a jamboree, a scout jamboree, a number of years ago. And there's nothing like looking out over that place and talking about the principles of freedom. Here's what President Joe Biden had to say at Arlington National Cemetery yesterday.
Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. The story of hundreds of thousands of soldiers who shed their blood to make these words real. The story of the brave Americans who fought the forces of fascism and died for preservation of democracy. As we're reminded by the hundreds of graves here in Section 60 of Arlington and across our nation, the story of the women and men who sacrificed everything to keep democracy safe and secure during the last two decades. Each of them, a link in the chain of honor that stretches back to our founding fathers.
A link in the chain of honor. I think that's an important part of why we remember Memorial Day. And it is an important thing. And not just on Memorial Day. Here we are the day after. I think those principles that the president laid out were absolutely right. And it's that linking of us to the past, and it's how we link ourselves to the possibilities of the future. Now, in a very interesting and unique Memorial Day speech, Ukrainian President Zelensky actually spoke to the American people and thanked them for what they're doing to defend freedom on Memorial Day.
My special gratitude on this Memorial Day goes to all Americans of different times, sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, who became the warriors and whose strengths turned into the strengths of freedom, and who were destined to show to the world that freedom will always shine bright on the hill.
Always shine bright on the hill, but it's because of those mothers and fathers, sisters and brothers that are willing to stand for freedom and to do the things that will unite the nation and ensure that the light of freedom continues to shine from the hill that is America. Now, I want to bring that full circle. I want to go back to 1884 and then forward to what we're going to see play out in Congress over the next couple of days. Back in May of 1884, Oliver Wendell Holmes gave a speech talking about why it's so important to remember. And I want you to listen to this, and I want you to think about it in the context of what we need from our leaders and what we need from ourselves during this really crucial time in our nation's history. Oliver Wendell Holmes began, "So to the indifferent inquirer who asks why Memorial Day is still kept up, we may answer, it celebrates and solemnly reaffirms from year to year a national act of enthusiasm and faith. It embodies in the most impressive form our belief that to act with enthusiasm and faith is the condition of acting greatly." Now, I happen to believe that the ability and determination to act greatly with enthusiasm and faith is what is going to be required as we deal with what is on the floor of the House in terms of this deficit reduction and debt ceiling increase. It is going to require 218 members of Congress to vote for it. It has to be bipartisan. But it will take those who are willing to act greatly to actually stand up. And if they do, my hope is that they'll look around the room, and when they look up at the board in the chamber of the House of Representatives and they see 218 members, it'll be something like 118 or so Republicans and 100 or so Democrats. I hope they look at each other and recognize it is a moment where a broken Congress could be broken open and that we could start to do things a little different. Imagine if that 218 decided to form their own caucus. It would be sort of a version, an expanded version of the Problem Solver Caucus, which currently has about 64 members evenly divided between the Republicans and the Democrats. But imagine if that 218 came together and became the majority party and said, we're going to do it different. We're tired of what is being sold to us from the leadership of both of the current major parties, and we're going to go at this in a little different way. I think it would take a real desire to act greatly. And so let's round it out with some final thoughts from Oliver Wendell Holmes. He concluded his tribute as to why we need a Memorial Day and his tribute to those who died while acting greatly. He said, "As I listen to the great chorus of life and joy begins again, and amid the awful orchestra of seen and unseen powers and destinies of good and evil, our trumpets sound once more a note of daring, hope, and will." And I really do hope that we do have a broken Congress that is willing to be broken open. We have been locked in lockstep by both political parties for far too long. Why? Because of fear. Because members of both sides are so afraid of losing their jobs or losing power and are so dependent on the leaders of both parties to finance re-election campaigns, to give good committee assignments, that they've convinced everybody, even us, the American people, they've convinced us that this is the only way it can be done. And that it's just hard and it's complicated. And so just trust us. Just trust us. And I think we ought to do the reverse of that. I think we ought to have Congress trust the American people. And as the American people, we have to say enough is enough. And we have to begin to demand more. And we have to be willing to look ourselves in the mirror and say, what am I afraid of? Am I just going to vote for someone out of fear of the other side? Am I going to vote against things rather than vote for things? Are there candidates that are really worthy of my vote? Or am I just doing it because I'm against the other side? It's a different conversation, but it's the conversation that we have to get to. Acting greatly is never easy, and sometimes it requires a little bit of crazy. But we can only hope that there are 218 members of Congress that will act greatly and not only deal with the deficit spending and the debt limit, but even look bigger and bolder and more nobly at a better American future. That wraps up Inside Sources on KSL News Radio. I'm Boyd Matheson. And as always, as you go out into the world today, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that makes a difference.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Listen on the KSL News Radio app and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.